For the soldiers of the cross to march around Jericho. I'm calling for a holy war of prayer and preaching of the cross to pull down the strongholds of Satan. For Jesus, our Lord and Savior, is about to come back for his bride, whom he has washed and cleansed and made holy, without spot or wrinkle, by his blood which he shed on the cross for us. You ambassadors of Christ, you soldiers of the cross, you precious diamonds, stand up tall and straight, be counted, be recognized, be identified, and rejoice in the soon coming back of the Lord our God.
When burdens come so hard to bear that no earthly friend can share, tears drive away the smiles and leave my heart in pain. My Lord from heaven above speaks to me in tones of love, wipes the tears away and makes me smile again. I need no mansion here below, for Jesus said that I could go to a home beyond the clouds not made with hands. Won't you come and go along? We will sing song ever played upon the harps in glory land. Oh, the thought to me is sweet that my loved ones I will meet at the ending of the journey here below. Seems I hear their voices blend in a world without an end. I won't worry when the time come to go. I need no mansion here below, for Jesus said that I could go to a home beyond the clouds not made with hands. Won't you come and go along? We will sing the sweetest song ever played upon the harps in glory land. Jesus comes to claim his own, I will move to my new home. I'll walk and talk with him upon the streets of gold. A mansion there is waiting me, soon its beauty I will see, in that city where we never shall grow old. I need no mansion here below, for Jesus said that I could go to a home beyond the clouds not made with hands. Won't you come and go along? We will sing the sweetest song ever played upon the harps in glory land. Won't you come and go along? We will sing the sweetest song ever played upon the harps in glory land.
Over the years, I have been teaching on the end times and the destruction of the planet in the Great Tribulation. And many times I have been wondering why God would allow the systematic destruction of the planet. You can clearly see today why these things will happen, because there are many people out there who are worshiping the planet. When we study what is happening in the political arena,
The politicians are being held hostage and motivated by them that worship the earth. Millions and millions and millions of dollars are put into senseless ways of how to try and save the earth. During the tribulation, the worshippers of this planet will see their hopes and dreams slowly fading away, as God will allow this planet to be destroyed. It'll become so bad that the Lord Jesus Christ says, if we don't come back, then no flesh will be left. Yes, when people turn away from the Creator, and instead of worshiping the Creator, they worship the created, then God takes measures. It's like in the days of Egypt, when you study the plagues of Egypt, when Egypt was destroyed, God hit at their gods. They worshiped the cow, so the Lord killed their cattle. They worshiped the sun, and there was incredible darkness. They worshiped the frogs, and there were so many frogs there that the land stank. You can see these things when you study what God did to the land of Egypt, how he mocked them by destroying their gods. And this is how it's going to be during the hour of the tribulation. The people will be worshiping this planet, and God will allow them to destroy this planet where it'll be unrecognizable. It is very interesting when you study these things. There is always a plan and a purpose when you see destruction. God knows what he's doing. But we, the children of the Lord, we are not appointed to this wrath that is coming. It tells us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 9, for God has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. And today I will teach on the destruction of the planet and how things will take place. But before I get into this message, I will ask the Lord to bless us. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your grace. I thank you, Lord, that you have made a way of an escape for us from the destruction that is to come. I pray, Lord, that you will open the hearts of the listeners so that they will understand and see your plan. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your grace and your mercy that you're showing us. In Jesus' name, amen. When one studies the end times and the great tribulation, you have to look at why these things are happening. The Bible teaches us that when God sent the Israelites into the land of Canaan to conquer the people, it tells us that because of the sin of the people, the land vomited them out. And this is exactly what's going to happen during the tribulation. God will systematically, slowly allow man to destroy himself. God wants to show us that this is what sin does when it enters the heart of his creation. There is destruction that comes. And the Lord God wants to be warned. And I believe he will show his people, his creation, in the last days, the awful destruction that man can bring upon themselves. It tells us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, the Apostle Paul is talking to the Thessalonians. He is teaching them of what will happen in the end times. He says, but of the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you, for you yourself know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night, when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction come upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. And then he goes on to tell them in verse 9, but God has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore, comfort yourselves one another with these words. This is the Apostle Paul telling the Thessalonians, there is a great and horrifying time coming, but there is also a comfort for the children of God. So comfort yourself with what I am telling you. I am showing you, the Apostle Paul tells him, the plan that God has for his children on how he is going to take them from this planet before the wrath is being poured out. And when you study the writings of the Apostle Paul, he's the only one that gives us a revelation of how God is going to take us from this planet. And he calls it a mystery because it has never been shown to God's people before. But the question is, why does Paul comfort them? Why does he show them of that escape? Will it be so horrifying during the tribulation that the Apostle Paul had to reveal to them the comfort wherewith God will comfort us? Yes, it is very important that the child of God understands that during the tribulation, it's going to be terrible. I will read to you a few scriptures out of Revelation of what will happen just in the beginning of the tribulation, never mind towards the end. That will come to later. But it tells us in verse 6 of Revelation chapter 8, and the seven angels which had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound. And the first angel sounded, and there followed hail and fire mingled with blood, and they were cast upon the earth. And the third part of the trees were burned up, and all the green grass was burned up. So the environmentalists will stand there and wring his hands in dismay, as the third part of the trees are going to be burned up and all the green grass. And the second angel sounded as it were a great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea, and the third part of the sea became blood. For those who are trying to save the planet by purifying the water, here is what's going to happen. A third part of the sea will become blood. And the third part of the creatures which were in the sea and had life died. And the third part of the ships were destroyed. There goes the commerce. Yes, people are trying desperately by themselves to keep back the destruction of the planet in a way that they feel they understand. They are missing the most important part. They're leaving God out of the equation, and God will prove to them that they cannot get away with that. It tells us, and the third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven, burning as it were a lamp, and fell upon the third part of the rivers and upon the fountains of water. And the name of the star is called Wormwood. And the third part of the waters became wormwood. And many men died of the waters because they were made bitter. The word here that is used is wormwood, which is just another name for radiation. Many Bible scholars believe that that will be a bomb that will be dropped, and the radiation will poison the third parts of the waters. And it tells us many people died because of the waters that were made poisonous. People don't die because of bitter waters. They die because of poison waters. And this is what will happen to the third part of the world's water system. It'll become contaminated with incredible radiation, which comes from hydrogen bombs and nuclear bombs. It tells us in verse 12, and the fourth angel sounded, and the third part of the sun was smitten, and the third part of the moon, and the third part of the stars, so that as the third part of them was darkened, and the day shone not for a third part of it, and the night likewise. People have translated that into terrible pollution. When these atomic or hydrogen exchanges will take place during the hour of the tribulation when people will go to war. They will block out a third part of the sun so that this planet will be plunged into darkness. Yes, we can read of terrible darkness coming upon this planet, that the people will not even see what is going to happen around them. And it says, "And I beheld and heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth, by the reason of other voices of trumpets of the third angels which are yet to sound." So this is only the beginning of the tribulation. This is only the start of the terrible problems that will come. A third part of this planet will simply be uninhabitable. People are going to die because of the waters, the ocean, the rivers will be turned to blood and poison. It is not going to be a pretty picture. And the Bible teaches us that the Apostle Paul tells the Thessalonians, "Wherefore comfort yourself, because you are not going to see what when these things, when they take place. For we are not appointed unto wrath." The wrath of God that is going to come upon this planet is going to be terrible. So we need to take seriously the warnings of the Word of God. There are many preachers out there who do not touch the subject on the end times. So many churchgoers, many Christians are oblivious to what lies ahead. When you talk about them of the end times, they don't want to hear or discuss the matters. And if they do talk about it, they don't have a clue what's going to happen. Many, many Christians are very fearful. It is because they don't study the Word, they don't read of the comfort, or they don't believe the comfort that God wants to comfort us with. And what did the Lord Jesus Christ himself tell the disciples? He tells us very clearly, as it was in the days of Noah, and as it was in the days of Lot. What happened in the days of Noah? Before the flood came, God took Noah into the ark. Before the fire and brimstone was poured down on Sodom and Gomorrah, the Lord took the righteous Lot and his family out of Sodom, and then the destruction came. And the Lord Jesus Christ tells us this is exactly how it's going to happen when he comes back in the latter days and starts this thing called the tribulation. Yes, the horrors that are ahead are unimaginable. So, for those of you who don't know the Lord Jesus Christ yet, where do you stand with this subject? You may have tuned into this program by accident. It is not an accident. For the Lord God has called you. He's drawing you to himself. You need to pay attention to the voice of God that is calling you. He's telling you, harden not your heart while it is today, for tomorrow it can be too late. Tomorrow you can be dead. And then it's even worse because the lake of fire is worse than the tribulation. So turn to Jesus today. He came and paid the penalty for your sin. He took your sin and my sin upon himself so that we will not have to face the wrath of God. Yes, our Lord Jesus Christ was nailed to the cross, and there he faced the wrath of God for us, where he screamed out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And if our Lord Jesus Christ had to go through that agony, can you imagine? You cannot imagine the agony that will come upon a person who will be rejected by God once the judgment day of God comes. Yes, God warns people, repent, turn to him for salvation. Today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart, for the Lord is willing that none perish. The Lord will open your heart to these awesome truths and make you a blessing. That has always fascinated me when studying the book of Revelation and the end times is that God will, in the beginning of the tribulation, will destroy one third of the planet. The Bible clearly teaches us that one third of the ocean will be destroyed, will turn to blood. One third of the rivers will be poisoned, and one third of the trees will burn off. So the question is, who are the countries that will get it first? Because God is telling the world, do not mess with me, I will destroy you. And in the end of the tribulation, it seems that this world is unrecognizable because the peoples of this planet did not heed the warning. So the question is, which part of the world gets it first? When you study Ezekiel 38 and 39, it talks about the Russian people marching down to Israel to destroy it. The Russians with their confederate countries. And when you study the country straight south from Russia, it's Pakistan, it's Afghanistan, and it's Iran. And when you look at the world news today, when you listen to the world news today, you can clearly see that some of those countries are aligning themselves with Russia. They are getting together. They are forming a pact with one another. Yes, this is on the news today. And God tells us in Ezekiel 38 and 39 that he will destroy those countries and he will leave one sixth of those people alive. That is 1/6 of the population. When we study the Muslim nations, Iran, Pakistan, and Afghanistan, they hate Israel. And the Bible teaches us he will destroy them that destroy that little nation. Russia has been thumbing, the leaders of Russia have been thumbing their nose at God for the last 100 years or 60, 70 years. Yes, things are lining up, and God is identifying the countries that are going to get it first. And we need to pay attention to that as we watch the news on how Russia and Iran are getting together to strike the little nation of Israel. And the Bible teaches us, when you see these things begin to come to pass, lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. For it tells us in Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 5, for you are all the children of light. You are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. The Lord Jesus is warning us here. We know these things. We are not in darkness. God is revealing these things to his servants. And those who are studying the end times are clearly describing the picture that is taking place now in the world. And we need to lift up our heads. We need to look up, for Jesus is about to come back. He is coming back for his bride. That blessed hope that he is talking about, that great escape, I will call it, and the comfort wherewith he wants to comfort us is just on the horizon. For it tells us in verse 9 of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, for God has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another. We need to teach each other those things. We need to talk about them so we'll know what is taking place. Yes, this is what God is commanding his children. So I'm asking you out there today, where do you stand on this subject? Are you paying attention, or are you just nonchalant about everything? Well, God is warning his children to look on to the things that are happening. This is the time clock of God for him. For he is getting ready to wrap everything up. The world as we know it is not going to continue like it has. Things are going to change drastically. And I believe the change will come when the trumpet will sound and the dead in Christ will rise first. And we, the children of the living God, will be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. And then we're going to be taken on to our Lord Jesus Christ. And then the wrath of God is going to be poured out upon this planet. So give Jesus your life and heart today. He is willing that none shall perish. He is willing that you do not go through the tribulation. So seek him out while he may be found and while there is time. The Lord wants to bless his children with understanding and peace so that they will not be anxious. Yes, these things are definitely coming to pass. The Lord will open your heart to these truths and make you a blessing. Amen.
Here at Reaching Out Ministries, we would like to thank you for your generous support. Please continue to pray for us as we press on in the call that God has placed before us. We would love to hear from you. Please write to us at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. Again, that's Reaching Out Ministries, Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2.